It's early on an autumn morning. The recent change of seasons delays dawn light a little more each day. However, a muted glow behind the curtains confirms that morning has arrived. You've woken up sooner than planned on what is the start of a weekend. Nevertheless, your body feels suitably rested and your head feels clear. You may as well make the most of your time. You notice a distinct lack of noise outside. The usual chorus of birdsong on nearby trees and rooftops seems to be muted today. Instead, there is a blissful stillness, near perfect silence. But as your ears tune in a little deeper, you hear the soft sound of patters on the outer windowsill. You pull back your duvet and roll out of bed to inspect further. Drawing back the curtains, you squint your eyes, preparing for a burst of light. However, your eyes adjust with ease as they are met by a thick blanket of grey cloud. Unmoving and seemingly endless, the overcast skies bring a persistent drizzle. Broken strings of raindrops ripple down the window panes. You watch as a droplet lands in the center of your gaze, then slowly cascades down to the bottom of the pane. Usually, this weather would be a deterrent to outdoor activity. But today, something inside you feels different. A prevailing urge to get out and explore. You enjoy a quick breakfast and a warm cup of coffee. Then you hastily freshen up, get dressed, and throw on your waterproof jacket. With a crack of a window, you sense that the outside temperature is quite mild, just right in fact. You won't need to layer up too heavily. However, the prospect of soggy footpaths certainly calls for more robust footwear. You slip your feet into a chunky pair of walking boots and tuck the cuffs of your trousers inside. As you open the door to head out, you pause and take a moment to appreciate your home. For as much as you are excited to venture in the open air this morning, you feel lucky to have a warm, dry and cozy place to return to later. With a final deep breath, you close the door behind you. The damp air instantly invigorates you, refreshing rather than cold. The rain is light for now, although scatterings of deep puddles suggest there were heavier spells overnight. In order to get to where you're going, you must first walk through the inhabited areas of town. The roads are quiet. Traffic is notably minimal. The sound of your boots scuffing along the damp pavements stands out and is rarely interrupted. The houses that run on either side of the street provide a subtle sense of inspiration and curiosity. Who might live in the home with the ivy-covered front porch? What might the family in the big Victorian house on the corner be up to this morning? How long must it have taken to plant all of the colourful flowers in one particularly pretty garden? You walk on, still feeling a rush of energy in your legs. There's an understated comfort in hearing the pattering raindrops on your hood. Your head and torso feel protected and unfazed in your waterproof cocoon.